The reality is the request for qualifications from the development community are due back to the city tomorrow, the 29th. The city officials are expecting a handful of legitimate RFQs to be submitted. Now, RFQ is different than a proposal. It's really more of a developer saying, I'm qualified, this is what I'd like to do, let's negotiate it. So the city has very specific parameters for what they want to happen to this parking lot.
Would it be a requirement for this entity, whoever gets this or was able to get it, to build a grocery store at that spot?
A grocery store is a mandate to whatever is developed. The city wants three key components: a grocery store, condos, parking, because you're taking away a parking lot. The difference between this and when the city put the Webster block out to bid 3 years ago, the Webster block was, the city was saying, here's this property, tell us what you're going to build here. Here they're saying, this is what we want you to build. Are you qualified to build this, to build what we want to see happen here?
As speaking of food and things we find in grocery stores, there was a place once upon a time along Lake Erie's shores, Freezer Queen, long gone. But the building does remain, and it has been sitting there vacant for some time. You have an update for us.
I do. Jerry Buchheit, who bought the building at auction late 2008, is moving ahead with a $40 million residential-based development plan, talking about putting apartments, probably as many as 120, in the building. Plus, he's adding a seventh floor, which will have a penthouse and sort of a rooftop patio. The first floor will be reserved for a restaurant, retail, maybe a fitness center, whatever. He would like to buy the terminals A and B building next door that are owned by the NFTA. What he wants to do there, who knows? I mean, there's all sorts of possibilities.
And then finally, Jim Fink, we get a chance to talk every month on Press Pass. We don't get a chance to talk a lot about sports, but so people might be surprised what a sports fan and follower you are, and you do some freelance writing on it as well. But you and your group at Business First, you've organized what I consider to be a pretty exciting event coming up this week.
Correct. On Thursday, beginning at 10 o'clock in the morning over at Riverworks, we have a sports panel discussion, one of our Power Breakfast series, Business First Power Breakfast series. And the panelists, they'll be talking about the economics and business of doing sports, especially in markets like Buffalo. Our panelists are Gary Bettman, the NHL commissioner, Jeremy Jacobs, Delaware North chairman, Kim and Terry Pegula, who obviously own the Bills and the Sabres, and Bob and Mindy Rich, who own the Buffalo Bisons. It'll be very insightful. Tickets are $35 that you can order through Business First.
Jim Fink, we never discount your expertise, and we most certainly appreciate your insight and opinions on Press Pass.
Thank you, and we'll talk to you next month.